Junior and senior marine biology students at Mount Edgecombe had the opportunity last week to perform a necropsy on a sea lion that was found floating near Thompson Harbor. The National Marine Fisheries Services allowed the students to take samples from the animal for both education and possibly to discover the cause of death. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
Sitkin Ray Nielsen says initially when he saw the sea lion drifting near the airplane float, he thought it was a log.
I waited for fishing game. It said sea lion, so I went and got a skiff. It was already at Thompson. I towed it over here, signaling the kids. This is my intent. I'm real happy to see this happen.
Nielsen's referring to the opportunity the students have to learn from the necropsy, and he was happy to help out with the effort. Standing by with a grin on his face, I asked him to describe the sea lion.
Very dead, very deteriorated. I don't know if male or female, but probably a big male. Got a hole in the side. They've been dead for a while, bloated.
As a veterinarian, I do a lot of necropsies, especially through the Raptor Center, because we're often curious to know how the bald eagles died.
Veterinarian Victoria Vosberg says this particular necropsy is an opportunity for her as well.
I don't do a lot of mammal necropsies, so I was really interested to see this.
We've got the head here. There were a few students yesterday that were like, which end is which? So just to kind of do a little bit of orientation, one thing that we noticed when we were first out here is that he's got some red marks on the flipper and then right here on the side.
Chola Mole teaches this marine biology class. The students have clipboards with a list of the samples they'll need to send off to a lab for the National Marine Fisheries Service. Sonny Vincent is also on hand from NIMFS.
In this case, since the animal was a little farther along in decomp and the class was here and could get some benefit out of it, we decided, or it was decided through our Protected Resources Division, to allow the class to conduct the necropsy as long as they took the samples that were requested and filled out our what's called a Level A marine stranding report.
One thing that's interesting is looking at this blood supply. Those are huge blood vessels, but this is terribly bruised. This is just not normal coloring. That indicates some sort of trauma.
Mole is definitely a hands-on biology teacher. Decked out in orange rain gear, she's using an axe to separate the sternum so they can get a look at the heart.
Make sure lots of really dark, dark black blood in the esophagus. Write that down. Wow, look at that. Wow.
Yep, I was just going to ask, how many chambers? Does anyone remember the names of the chambers?
Most of the students are also wearing surgical masks to help deal with the smell.
It's pretty gross.
But for some, it's not that different than subsistence activities they were raised with. Sharon Horner is from Kobuk.
I think it's very interesting because my first time seeing a sea lion cut open, but I have cut a moose and stuff, so I'm... This is awesome.
Vosberg says they don't know the cause of death, but there are several possibilities that need to be ruled out.
At this point, we do not know. Chola mentioned the red on there, so could be bottom paint. That's a possibility. I also noticed there's a hole. So, unfortunately, I think we should consider gunshot as well.
But retired teacher Marty Johnson, who continues to volunteer for classes at Mount Edgecombe, says they may never really know how this sea lion died.
It has to be pretty obvious for us. You know, there was quite a bit of blood in the abdominal cavity, which normally you don't find that, which could have meant, a ruptured spleen from an impact. Since there was bottom paint on it, but that's all just speculation. It was so bloated and floating, it could have just floated up against the boat and the waves rubbed the bottom paint onto it.
Mole says she's thrilled that the students had the opportunity to be able to dissect something this large. They've done rats and frogs, and in the fall they've done porpoises and other mammals through the Whale Fest Science in the Schools program. But to have something in the spring is a rare treat, although Mole was also really clear that there is protocol the kids need to observe.
This is an animal that was living, and we want to be respectful of it. We're learning from it right now. So I really want you guys to think about the comments that you're making while we're doing this dissection. Okay?
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
This is pancreas.
Oh, that's a big pancreas.